Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Scorpio, you little Jimmy-eat-world, feeling insecure at work, silently judging yourself through the lens of your coworkers again? These work sensitivities are thriving in the emotional petri dish of your mind, so don't be so hospitable to them. If you think too much about the possibilities of people being upset with the way you are doing things, then you'll summon them into existence. Don't be your own worst nightmare. You'd fight any other bitch who is being this mean to you. Until the mood passes, retreat to your cave. Midweek is the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your 7th house of partnership. Uranus has been here since 2019 and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way, and by the end, you can expect that your relationships will have taught you a lot about life. If you are in an unfit domestic or business partnership, expect tensions to be high throughout this transit. This time can be extremely difficult if you are trying to keep something together that was meant to fall apart. The tighter your grip, the more explosive this dynamic will become. Shaky partnerships will likely meet their demise through this 7-ish year transit. 7th house is also the house of open enemies, so conflicts may occur with greater frequency than they would otherwise. Uranus in 7th house wants to keep you from repeating the patterns that are detrimental to your mental, if you know what I mean. Mars conjunction this Tuesday-Wednesday may mark an event that will exacerbate this Uranian 7th house theme. It may be sudden and unexpected, but you must roll with the punches. If you fall down and skin your knees, you gotta climb back on the donkey, I believe is how the saying goes. And remember, if you lash out irrationally at a bull, you're gonna get the horns. End of the week is a time of critical communications with those around you. But heck, it's Aquarius season. Come together with your people and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period and are very important to overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses and don't spit on each other. We cannot afford any more loss. Alrighty, Scorpio, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll be seeing you next week.